So Secretary of State Colin Powell spent much of the day trying to pony up support for the new Iraq resolution. He's in Asia in the middle of a three-day trip. His main job today, trying to convince China to support, or at least refrain from vetoing the resolution at the UN. Powell is also trying to forge a united front to deal with the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. After his talks in Beijing earlier today, he left for South Korea's capital, Seoul.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with Secretary of State Powell and joins us now from Seoul. Vicky, let's talk about the talks in Beijing regarding Iraq. What happened there?
Secretary Powell met with all of China's top leaders, and afterwards Powell held a news conference, and it was really dominated by the issue of Iraq. You know, reporters were asking what China would do. Would China go along with another resolution on Iraq, or would China veto it? What would happen? And Powell said that it was a little bit premature to anticipate that because China hasn't even seen the language in the resolution. He said that he hopes that once China has, that it will support it. But then Xinhua, the official Chinese news agency, came out with a report saying that Hu Jintao, the head of the Communist Party, told Powell that China still believes that the issue of Iraq has to be resolved peacefully, and that's consistent with the position China has taken at the UN over the last few weeks. China says weapons inspections seem to be making progress, and China wants the weapons inspections to continue.
The other big issue on the table is North Korea's nuclear threat. What came out of those discussions in China?
Well, in China, Powell simply said that China wants to be helpful, that China wants to resolve the nuclear issue, but that China prefers to work behind the scenes to do that, and he wouldn't talk about what steps China might take in that direction. But Xinhua says that China still adheres to the position that the best solution to this crisis is for the United States to talk to North Korea alone, which is something that the United States opposes. Washington says this is not a problem just for the U.S. and North Korea, but for all of the countries that deal with North Korea, especially those in the neighborhood.
Is Secretary of State Powell likely to get more support there in Seoul?
It doesn't look likely. The day before Powell arrived, the outgoing president of South Korea, Kim Dae-jung, gave his farewell address. And in that address, he called for a dialogue between the U.S. and North Korea. The position of South Korea is very similar to that of China. South Korea has been endorsing a bilateral solution. Tomorrow, we're going to have a presidential inauguration here. Kim Dae-jung steps down, and his successor is No Moo-hyun, and he's expected to take a very similar position. He, like President Kim, is a very big proponent of engagement with North Korea. It seems unlikely that he is going to be very malleable on this issue of bilateral versus multilateral.
Analysts are saying that if something isn't done soon, that North Korea is going to have enough fissile material for 5 or 6 nuclear weapons in 3 to 6 months. What's the U.S. strategy?
Washington keeps insisting that this issue has to be negotiated under some sort of an international umbrella. And Secretary Powell has said that the negotiations have to at least start in a multilateral forum. The problem is that, you know, North Korea so far won't negotiate with anyone except the United States. And the pressure on the United States to accede to the North Korean demand is really increasing. Yesterday, Australia's foreign minister, Alexander Downer, as he was coming to South Korea for the inaugural, you know, said, as distasteful as it is, there doesn't seem to be much choice because the threat of North Korea acquiring nuclear weapons is just too great to ignore, and that seems to be the only solution.
Thanks very much, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara speaking with us from Seoul.